Marley on the beat. On the beat.
It's March, so you know what it's time for. March Madness. Today we have our guest, Patty Matthews, and your host, me, Matty P, to talk about the odds of winning the March Madness tournament.
All people do is yell at the TV screen about how lucky or terrible the team is, that you don't like, or if they beat your team. One thing I would change is that people would try their best to see the bright side of whatever happens in the tournament.
I think that even if you don't really like the team that wins, you should respect that team. I think it is hard to make the tournament in the first place. Can you add on to this, Patty?
There are 351 Division I college basketball team and 68 teams that make the tournament. Four teams get out right away in the first four, which doesn't technically count, making it 64 teams that make it. That leaves a 1-in-5 chance to even make the tournament in the first place. Most of the better teams have a bigger chance. Out of the teams that make the tournament, your odds of winning are 1-in-64, but depending on your seed, it varies. Like a 16 seed would probably have a really low chance, but if you're a 1 seed, your odds would be pretty high. So if all the games were 50-50 chance, and 1-in-64 would be your odds of winning?
To get there, the teams work really hard to earn it. Right?
College basketball fits teams play 80 games, not including March Madness, yet they still fit lots of practice in. Also, to make it there in the first place, you guessed it, practice, practice, and practice. Some people even start out with little talent. One thing that makes me happy is when kids are out of gas at the end of the game, meaning they gave it their all.
What are the odds of your team winning the March Madness tournament?
Well, there are 351 teams and 32 conferences in Division I basketball. Making the odds of your team winning it all 1-in-351. Once again, the odds are vary between teams like UCLA, 11 titles, while Gonzaga hasn't won it yet. It doesn't seem huge until you think about spinning a wheel with 351 numbers and landing on yours.
You can't disagree with facts that it is hard to win the tournament, and you have to work for it. One big story to back this up is Virginia. First team to let a 16 seed beat them. The next year, they win their first title. Some people still don't respect that team after that story. Do you now agree with me that you should respect the team that wins the tournament? Or do you still disagree?